The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode within our series titled The Blessed Life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in which we are delving into the auspicious life of a mighty messenger of Allah, namely Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Today, inshallah, we'll be delving more into his noble life. We'll start off with his glad tidings of the final Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, no other Prophet was going to come apart from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason that one of the fundamental purposes of Prophet Isa alayhi salam's advent and prophethood was to announce the good news of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arrival. Addressing his people, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Bani Israel, inni Rasulullahi ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrah wa mubashiran bi rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O Bani Israel, I am a messenger of Allah to you, confirming the Tawrat before me and giving glad tidings of that great messenger who will come after me. His name is Ahmad. It is understood from this verse that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was famous even prior to his arrival, as the Bani Israel were informed of him, which is also evident from many narrations and Quranic verses. The attributes of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu. Once the disciples said to Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Ruhullah, is there also an ummah after us? He replied, yes, the ummah of Ahmad al-Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. They will be people who are wise, knowledgeable and pious. In fiqh, Islamic law, they will be representatives of the prophets, alayhimus salam. Even with little sustenance, they will be pleased with Allah, and Allah will be pleased with them, even with less deeds. A significant event in the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his disciples, which is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, is when once the disciples made the following request to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O Isa, son of Maryam, will your Lord send down upon us a spread from the skies? Here, spread means dining spread. By saying this, they intended to ask if Allah Almighty would accept their supplication in this regard. It was not the case of them asking Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam whether their Lord had the ability to do this, as they believed in the omnipotence of Allah Almighty, in the absolute divine power of Allah. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam responded to them by saying, translation from Kanzul Irfan, fear Allah if you have faith. The disciples were told to fear Allah if they had faith and to pursue piety so that this request may be fulfilled. Some Quranic commentators have said that the purport here is that the disciples should fear Allah Almighty in asking for something totally unique from what other nations asked. Or it could mean that as they believe in Allah Almighty's omnipotence, i.e. absolute power, they should not ask a question that can create doubt. The response of the disciples, when Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told them to fear Allah Almighty, they said in reply, translation from Kanzul Irfan, we desire that we eat from it and our hearts become content, and so that we come to know that you have proclaimed the truth to us. and we become witnesses to it. This response of the disciples makes it clear that they did not make the former request on the basis of doubting divine power. Its purpose was something else. Upon their request, the disciples were informed by Prophet Isa alayhi salam to fast for 30 days and were told that once they complete these fasts, whatever supplication they make to Allah Almighty will be accepted. They fasted and supplicated for the table spread to descend. Prophet Isa alayhi salam bathed, then wore thick clothes, offered 2 units of prayer, and then lowered his blessed head and supplicated in the following way whilst weeping. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: O Allah, O our Lord, send down upon us a spread from the heavens so that it becomes Eid, a festivity for us, for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you, and endow us with sustenance, and you are the best of providers. It is inferred from this verse that to celebrate the day when Allah Almighty's special mercy descends as a day of Eid, a day of happiness, and to thank Him is the way of the pious. For this reason, to celebrate the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as a day of Eid, to speak of his birth, to thank Allah Almighty and express joy and happiness is a praiseworthy act and the way of those who are close to Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty accepted the supplication of Prophet Isa alayhi salam and said, translation from Kanzul Irfan, indeed, I shall send it down upon you. Whosoever disbelieves thereafter among you, then indeed I shall punish him with such punishment that I will not inflict upon anyone else in the world. By the command of Allah Almighty, a few angels descended from the heavens with a table spread consisting of 7 fish and 7 pieces of bread. There are also other narrations regarding this in Quranic commentaries. After the table spread was sent down, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told the Bani Israel to eat to their fill. However, he also warned them not to be treacherous and do not save food for the following day. Some of the Bani Israel went against his order by being treacherous and saving food for the following day. As a result of this disobedience, the punishment of Allah befell them, whereby they were fine when they slept, but transformed into pigs and monkeys when they woke up. Prophet Isa alayhi salam prayed for their end. 3 days later, these people died. The Quran states, those who disbelieved from the children of Israel were cursed by the tongue of Dawood and Isa, the son of Maryam. This was because of their disobedience and because they used to transgress. The words of supplication uttered by the pious people of Allah for someone's ruin can be the cause of disgrace and destruction in this world and in the hereafter. Hence, one should refrain from doing anything that may displease these pious people of Allah Almighty. Another major reason for the disbelievers among the Bani Israel being cursed: as the Bani Israel had neglected forbidding each other from doing wrong, this turned out to be a major cause for the disbelievers amongst them to be cursed. Allah Almighty states in the Noble Quran, they were not forbidding one another from the evil they did. They were doing the most evil deeds. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, when the Bani Israel fell into sin, their scholars initially forbade them. When they did not stop, the scholars also joined them and began to eat, drink, and sit with them. The outcome of this disobedience and rebellion of theirs was that Allah Almighty made Prophet Dawood and Prophet Isa alayhim as-salam curse them. This indicates to how it is necessary to stop people from sinning. To refrain from forbidding them is a major sin. The scholars, and in particular the spiritual guides who see their followers sinning openly and do not forbid them, should pay heed to this, especially if they do not give importance to this, despite the fact that they know that their followers will listen to them. Now, my dear viewers, we will discuss the event in the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is in relation to his noble ascent to the heavens. Apart from those who had accepted faith, all other disbelievers remained firm in their disbelief. In a fit of rage, acting upon their plan to assassinate Prophet Isa alayhi salam, they sent an individual to his home. Allah Almighty changed him into Prophet Isa alayhi salam's double and sent Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam with a cloud that lifted Prophet Isa alayhi salam to the heavens. His honorable mother clung onto him out of her sincere love for her son. Addressing his mother, he said, "Dear mother, we shall now meet on the day of judgment." And the cloud then took him to the heavens. This incident took place on the night of power, i.e. Laylatul Qadr, at Baytul Muqaddas, according to Allama Jalaluddin As-Suyuti alayhi rahma, Prophet Isa alayhi salam was 33 years of age at the time. After a long time had passed and the man who the disbelievers had sent did not come out of the house, they went inside themselves. As this individual was made to look like Prophet Isa alayhi salam, they thought it was him and crucified him. However, they were perplexed as to where the individual they had sent had gone. Nonetheless, the face of the man they had sent looked like Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Albeit, his hands and feet were different. This led them to become doubtful, and they could not say for sure who the crucified individual was. Some would say it was Prophet Isa alayhi salam, while others would say it was not him. Because although his face was the same as Prophet Isa alayhi salam, but his body was not. Allah Almighty has referred to this incident in the Noble Quran in the following words. Translation from Kanzul Irfan. And due to their statement, we have killed the Messiah, Isa the son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah. And yet they neither killed him nor crucified him. Rather, a resemblance of him was displayed to them. Surely, those who dispute it are in doubt concerning him. They have no knowledge of him and only make assumptions. Undoubtedly, they did not kill him. Rather, Allah Almighty had raised him to himself, and Allah is Almighty, most wise. To summarize, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not martyred at the hands of the disbelievers. Allah Almighty raised him to the heavens, safe and sound. And whoever holds the belief that Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was in fact killed by crucifixion, as believed by disbelievers, such a person is out of the fold of Islam. This is because the Quran explicitly states that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was neither killed nor crucified. After Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted to the heavens, the noble Maryam, the blessed mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, passed away 6 years later. Now, my dear viewers, we will mention that conversation that will take place between Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. To reprimand those who deemed Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the noble Maryam, his blessed mother, to be God, Allah Almighty will address Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the Day of Judgment by saying, O Isa, son of Maryam, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as gods other than Allah? This is mentioned in the Quran. Hearing this, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will tremble and say, O Allah, you are pure. It is in no way permissible for me to say that concerning which I have no right. Had I said any such statement, then you certainly would have known it. You know what is in my heart, and I do not know that which is in your knowledge. Indeed, you alone know best all matters of the unseen. Here, every word of Prophet Isa alayhi salam demonstrates his humility, his servitude, and acknowledgement of Allah Almighty's greatness. Then Prophet Isa alayhi salam will say, I only said to them that which you commanded me. Worship Allah, who is my Lord and your Lord. And I remained aware of them for as long as I stayed among them. So when you raised me, only you were observing them, and you are a witness over everything. Furthermore, Prophet Isa alayhi salam will say, if you punish them, then they are your people, and if you pardon them, then indeed you are the predominant, the most wise. Prophet Isa alayhi salam will know that some people from his nation remained in a state of disbelief, whilst others were honored with accepting faith. Therefore, he will say before his Lord that punishment for those who remained disbelievers is right and just, because these people pursued disbelief after all signs became clear. He will also say that if Allah forgives those who accepted faith, it will be by His grace and generosity, as every action of His is full of wisdom. When Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to the heavens alive, the disbelievers of that time split up into many sects. It is stated in Surah Maryam, then the groups disputed amongst themselves. So destruction for the disbelievers due to the presence of a momentous day. In Surah Zukhruf, it states, then the groups became divided between themselves. So woe to those who oppressed from the punishment of a painful day. A disbeliever created sectarianism amongst the disbelievers. He taught them beliefs that amounted to disbelief in order to mislead them. So the disbelievers of that time split into four large sects, which are mentioned here. Number one is the Ya'qubiyya. This sect claimed that Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha gave birth to God. They also state that God entered Isa and became one, and so Isa became God. Ma'adallah thumma ma'adallah. These people disrespected Allah Almighty as well as Prophet Isa alayhi salam, for he asserted that he was a servant of Allah, and yet they ignored what he said and began to declare that he is God. Refuting this sect, Allah Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, they disbelieve those who say, indeed Allah is the Messiah, son of Maryam. And yet the Messiah had said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Whoever ascribes a partner to Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and his abode is hell, and there is no helper for the oppressors. In another part of the Quran, it states, indeed they disbelieved those who said, indeed Allah is the Messiah, son of Maryam. Dear beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, so who has the power to save from Allah if he wills to destroy the Messiah, son of Maryam and his mother, and all inhabitants of the earth? And to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them. He creates whatever he wills, and Allah has power over everything. In this verse, the divinity of Prophet Isa alayhi salam has been refuted in the following ways. Death can come to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and the one to whom death can come cannot be God. Number two, Prophet Isa alayhi salam was born from his mother's womb, and the one for whom this occurs cannot be God. Allah Almighty is the owner of all heavenly and earthly beings. All are his slaves. If Allah Almighty entered someone, that person would not be his slave. Whereas Prophet Isa alayhi salam himself acknowledges that he is a slave of Allah. And the final point, Allah Almighty is the ultimate creator. He creates creatures out of his own will. If Prophet Isa alayhi salam had divinity in him, he too would have the ability to create creatures out of his own will. But he did not. Sculpturing birds and making them fly by blowing into them was not something he did out of his own will. Rather, this happened by the permission of Allah Almighty. A second group is known as the Malakaniyya. And some Quranic commentators hold the view that this sect held the same beliefs as the Ya'qubiyya. In Tafsir Madarik, in the commentary of the verse of verse 37 of Surah Maryam, three sects have been mentioned. There it states regarding the Malakaniyya sect. They believed that Prophet Isa alayhi salam to be the servant, creation and Prophet of Allah. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmah has also mentioned three sects in the commentary of this verse in Khazainul Irfan. After referring to the Malakaniyya sect, he wrote that they were believers. Number three, the Nasturiyya. This sect referred to Prophet Isa alayhi salam as the son of God. In refutation of them, the Quran states, it is not befitting for Allah to take a son. He is pure. When he decides a matter, he only says to it be and it is. It does not befit the majesty of Allah Almighty for him to make someone his son. Allah is free from the accusation made by the disbelievers. His greatness is such that when he decides something, he simply says be and it happens instantly. What need is there for the one who is ultimately powerful to have a child? How can he be deemed to be someone's father? And the fourth and final sect is the Marqusiyya. This sect believed Prophet Isa alayhi salam to be the third of the three. As for what this means, there are differing views on this matter. Some believed in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, they meant God. By Son, they referred to Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And by the Holy Spirit, they meant the life that entered Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is as though they believed in three gods, and these three were referred to as one. Some believe that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was an embodiment of humanness and divinity, with humanness being derived from the mother and divinity being derived from the father. Disproving this, Allah Almighty stated in the Holy Quran, they disbelieve those who say indeed Allah is the third of three gods, and yet there is only one God worthy of worship. If they do not refrain from what they are saying, then most certainly those who remain disbelievers among them shall be afflicted with painful punishment. So why do they not repent in the court of Allah and seek forgiveness from Him? And yet Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now mentioning the descent of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam towards the end of times. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Isa alayhi salam will come down to my ummah as a caliph. He will break the cross, kill the swine, live for 40 years, get married, have children, and then pass away. How can an ummah perish whose starting is with me, whose ending is with Isa alayhi salam, and in whose middle is Al-Mahdi radiyallahu anhu from my Ahlul Bayt, from my noble family? It is narrated by Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a group of my ummah will continue fighting for the truth until the day of judgment. Then Isa, son of Maryam alayhi salam, will descend and the leader of that group will say, come, lead us in prayer. Isa alayhi salam will say, no, some of you are leaders over others. This will be due to the honor from Allah for this ummah. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said. This hadith is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Hadith number 9638. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the Prophets alayhimus salam are stepbrothers, meaning their religion is one and their mothers, i.e. the rulings of the Sharia, are different. I am the closest of people to Isa, son of Maryam alayhi salam. Because there is no prophet between me and him, he will certainly descend. Recognize him when you see him. He will be wearing two pieces of colored clothing. He will have a ruddy complexion and will be a man of average height. His hair will be straight and as though droplets are falling from his blessed head, even if he has not used water. He will break the cross and kill the swine. He will end jizya, a form of tax, and abrogate all religions by calling people towards Islam. Hence, the permission to give jizya and remain on one's faith will end, such that there will be no religion other than Islam at that time. Allah Almighty will destroy the false Messiah, the Antichrist, the Dajjal, in his era. The peace on earth will be such that camels and lions, cheetahs and cows, and wolves and sheep will graze on pastures together. Children will play with snakes, and nobody will harm another. Isa alayhi salam will remain on earth for as long as Allah Almighty wills, and then he will pass away. Muslims will offer his funeral prayer and bury him. Subhanallah. Another narration reported by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who reports from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isa, son of Maryam, will surely come down as one who judges fairly and is a just leader. He will certainly pass this way intending to perform Hajj or Umrah or both. He will definitely come to my grave and say salam to me, and I will reply to his salam. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet, mentioned, "O my nephews, if you see him, then convey Abu Huraira's salam." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Guiding people on the Day of Judgment. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, in the lengthy hadith on Shafa'a, intercession, Musa alayhi salam will say, "Go to Isa alayhi salam." They will go to Isa alayhi salam and say, "O Isa, you are Allah's messenger. You spoke to people whilst in the cradle. You are his word that he sent to Maryam and a spirit from him. Intercede for us before your Lord." Do you not see the state we are in? Do you not see what has befallen us? Hearing this, Prophet Isa alayhi salam will say to them, "My Lord is wrathful today as he has never been before and will never be again. I am concerned about myself. Go to someone other than me. Go to Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this was our series in relation to the blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We pray Allah Almighty allows this to be beneficial for us, allow us to derive the lessons, the teachings from the life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Almighty forgive our shortcomings and mistakes, grant us steadfastness upon faith. Ameen bijahin nabi jalameen sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Dear viewers, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam.
The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.